Father and Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. So, dear friends, we are here in this great feast of Saint Clement at the relics. So, we get the blessing of the relics of Saint Clement after Mass. So, I want to reflect upon what the Epistle and the Gospel says about the feast of today. First, we see in the Epistle, Saint Paul mentions Saint Clement precisely during the Epistle, his character, and Saint Clement was the disciple of Saint Peter. But he says, anyone who is friend to the world, friend to sloth, friends to sin, is enemy of the cross. I think it's the center of the theme of the Epistle of today. And the Gospel is also around that topic, because our Lord said we have to be vigilant, because I may come any moment, and I want to find you vigilant and ready to receive me. So it's why he said, be vigilant, watch and pray, so that you may not fall into temptation. So this is basically the reality. You know, the reality of humility is to see things as they are, to live things are, no? To live in the truth. So the cross, we speak about truth in a practical way. The Holy Cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the center of our Catholic religion. So the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is being said, and will be said until the end of the world somewhere, always, at least one or two. And it's the center. The cross is the center of our holy religion. So we have to understand once and for all that the reality that we must live as Catholics is at the foot of the cross. So that is the reality that people wants to escape. This is what the Vatican II, the modernist, aimed to remove the cross. In fact, they did it. The new Mass is nothing but a memorial of a meal. It's nothing to do with the Gospel, nothing to do with the cross, with our Lord, with the grace, with sacrament, nothing to do. What happened? A real Catholic has to live in that reality. And a modernist, a liberal, or any other religion, they don't live in the reality. They live in a false reality created by them to escape the cross. That is the key. It's what Saint Louis de Montfort says: if we are not with Christ, it's because we don't have the cross. Or we don't accept the cross. We are not with Christ. If we grab the cross, we are with our Lord. So the sign to see if we are united to our Lord is if we are united to our cross, the cross of our Lord, which is the same cross. It's that together, that united together. So we have to live in that reality. This is why we have been in season and out of season preaching to you our Lady of Solitude. Okay, that is the reality we have to live now. So our Lord, Good Friday, our Lady being in solitude because our Lord is absent for so many sacrileges, and because our Lord has been taken away from families, from the states, from countries, and from the churches, and our Lord is absent. So this is the context of the cross, the night of Good Friday and Holy Saturday. You know, it's Holy Saturday is the only day of the year in which we don't have Mass. And this is very much what is happening today, now. So our daily life is to live the Mass. So the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is the way of the cross, the station of the cross, which resemble how our life is in reality, should be in reality. It's a way of the cross until our burial with Christ and like Christ. And the stage in which we are now is in the church, in the passion of the church, is that our living in solitude, with the highest of the sorrows, the deepest of the sorrows. But this is the times that we had to live through. God wanted us to be us in this moment. This is the reality. We cannot escape that. We cannot reject that. In order to be faithful to our Lord and our Lady, we need to be at the foot of the cross in faithfulness to that reality. You notice precisely modernness or fake resistance or traditionalism having fallen away. It's precisely because they have escaped that reality. For example, let's look at examples. When they ask one of our friends asked Bishop Fenay why he would not speak against Francis, against Benedict XVI in those times. And he answered, he said, because when two armies are in a truce, speaking about peace, you cannot throw bullets one against the other. He said that. One of his own words, I'm quoting his own words. So he was looking for peace with the modernism. Exactly this is his answer. So when you are speaking in dialogue to look for peace, you don't throw bullets, is what he says. So it's precisely to escape that reality. The day of the crucifixion, there was no stop in the fight. God against evil was no stop. Will not stop until the end of the world. So that is the Genesis declaration of war of God, saying, I will put perpetual enmity between you, he told the serpent, between you and the seed of the women. Perpetual enmity. So this is the law of life, of our faith, of our battle. They cannot be a trust. They cannot be a period of peace. But you want to rest, you want to be friends with the enemy, to have a sabbatical of no war. It's never in the gospel is there. On the contrary, as time passed by, it's stronger and more difficult and higher the calling to war, to warfare. So this is why the highest peak of battle of Our Lady was after the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was her highest battle, the most difficult, the most tremendous. It is the reason why in Fatima our Lord wants us to repair, to accompany Mary as the last means with the Holy Rosary and good works and sacrifice in order to keep faithful to the cross, to her, to be worthy of being with her. You notice all the traditional groups have fallen away, and modernists and other religions they are fleeing that reality. It's why they fall away. So basically, we have to grab the cross. You have to bleed. You have to die. Yes, we come for that purpose. So it's useless to come to be Catholic if we don't want to die for our Lord. It's the very very reason why we were baptized. Because our Lord is Redeemer. Means he ransomed us from the devil, we belong to him, and he carried us to Calvary. Yes, to redeem, to help him to redeem, to participate in the redemption. Each one has to carry the cross after our Lord. And not only our cross, but the cross of the others, of each other. This is the calling of the gospel. So this is the center of our religion. The cross. This is why we must concentrate on that point. And the best way to concentrate is our little solitude. Because we may be discouraged. Okay, I am on the foot of the cross, but I don't see our Lord. I don't see the blessed sacrament. I don't see priests. I don't see masses. I don't see consolations or the preaching. Especially because the cross is empty. This is why we Benedictines, we were given to us the Red Cross. because we were intended for these times. Our Lord told our founder, Father Mihard, this Benedictine branch of my Sacred Heart are intended for the end of times. They will preserve the faith until the end of the world. And will be many martyrs among them. Until now we don't have one yet. And he said also, he said, in order to be worthy to be a Benedictine in this branch, you have to be a victim soul. So basically you have to be at the foot of the cross, carry the cross of everybody, and our Lord's and our Lady's cross, with the grace of God, and not to seek relief or consolation, so not to flee from the cross, is to be a victim soul. To receive all the weight and that the God wants to put upon your shoulders and to bear it. He said, anyone who is not a victim soul is not worthy to be here in this Benedictine army. And this is why the Sacred Heart just says, I myself will be the master and the leader of this army. He didn't mention priests, or didn't mention bishops, didn't mention the Pope. No, he said, I myself will be the leader, the leadership. Especially what is, we were speaking yesterday, is supply jurisdiction, is that. Supply jurisdiction is precisely our Lord taking over, because he's the shepherd. Yes? When the delegate of the shepherd flees, who takes care, who is the bishop? Our Lord. He's the shepherd. Our Lord is the shepherd. So when they ask to us, who is your bishop? The answer is, our Lord Jesus Christ is my bishop. He's the shepherd of the flock. He had to take over himself because the delegates with jurisdiction, they flee. They don't want to take care of the sheep. This is why it's very, very apocalyptical, this order of Benedictines. Which is, the real name is Benedictines of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary. And also was promised to Saint Benedict that will play a very important role at the last battle of the church, these Benedictines. So we don't know exactly what is going to happen, but just to become martyr is the greatest that we could do for the church and for our families. And it's promised to us to have many martyrs. I think it's coming up. We just have to prepare by being faithful to Our Lady, to be worthy of Our Lady at the foot of the cross in her solitude. Not to seek anything else. I think it's the best way to prepare for the battle, and to be worthy to be next to Mary, and to be useful to Mary. It's the only way we will be able to console and to prepare her Immaculate Heart. All other groups who have been unfaithful in matters of faith in order to keep something for themselves, fleeing the cross, they are offending Our Lady. They are not doing their job. They are not helping Our Lady. On the contrary, they are putting more and more burden and pains and piercing the heart of Our Lady. So this is why we have to persevere. To the end, even if, humanly speaking, it's hopeless and helpless, the situation. So with Our Lady, we can do all things, and we ask Saint Clement today to give us that spirit, that light, and that strength. So today, I want you to ask the grace of the wisdom of the cross and perfect contrition. Because perfect contrition secures that we hate sin and we love the cross. And we are willing to do the penance and to accept the cross, all that God wants to send to us, in order to be ready to give an account to God, coming to see us. Because if we are going to be martyrs, become martyrs, means that our Lord is going to come very soon and suddenly. So in order to give an account, to be ready like the gospel, to be ready, vigilant, we have to have perfect contrition. To have the grace of perfect contrition means we must hate all our sins, venial and mortal, of our whole life, because a pure love of God, with the purpose or resolution of going to confession as soon as you can, but could be 1 year, 3 years, we don't know how much, but the importance is to hate sin and to in order to be next to Mary and being consoling her. So perfect contrition and the love of the cross is the most important graces in this moment. And the rest, God will be added upon us according to His will. Priest or no priest, bishops or no bishops, consolation or no consolation, doesn't matter, whatever He wants. But the grace to love the cross, to carry the cross, ours and our families, and to have perfect contrition. We have those graces. We don't need nothing else in order to be able to have a great true devotion to Mary. Be helpful for her in this battle she is leading. So we ask this grace to Saint Clement, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.